Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 99. And today, what I want to talk about is how to preach your first sermon. In fact, how to get ready to preach your first sermon. A couple of tips, just two today, on how to get ready to preach your first sermon. Two things to think about and consider as you get ready. And this comes as a result of a question I was asked on this very topic, so I thought I'd record it for everybody. So now, the first thing to say is that if you're going to preach your first sermon, what an exciting opportunity that is, and I'm sure you're very grateful. I expect you're already somewhat nervous, and that's okay. I remember my first sermon. I don't think it was particularly good, but I remember preaching it. I remember the first time I spoke in public on a spiritual matter, which is a bit before that sermon, which is a very short section of a class on a Wednesday evening in Acton Town Hall. I still remember it because I remember how nervous I was. I spoke on being all things to all men, I seem to remember, from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It was a long time ago, but you can tell the fact that I remember it indicates how nervous I was. But that's fine. It's okay to be nervous. In fact, it's probably right and good to be nervous because that indicates you're excited. It indicates the significance of what you're about to do. You know that it really matters. So we're not going to talk so much today about preparation. I'm going to talk more about presentation, and then we'll deal with preparation other times. And in fact, I have recorded other recordings on the preparation issues, so you can look at those on these podcasts or videos. Two points today about presentation. Number one, practice. Practice. You've got to practice. Don't write a few notes, scribble them down, and then get up there and wing it without actually having gone through it. Practice can take several forms. One is visualizing, and I like to do this. I visualize being in the room I'm going to be in. I visualize standing on the stage in front of, or by the lectern there, standing in front of people. I visualize it. I visualize it in as much detail as I can. It helps me to understand what's going to happen, how I'm going to feel. I don't spend hours on it, just a few minutes. And I often do that when I'm praying. I go out and pray about my lesson, and then I spend some time walking and imagining what it will be like to deliver this lesson. I still do this today, even though I've spoken hundreds, I dare say must be thousands of times in public now. I still do this. This next time I get up to preach, I will have thought about what it will feel like and look like. So part of practice is visualizing, and part of practice in particular is practicing how you will begin your lesson and how you will end it. That doesn't mean you have to memorize every single word. You can do that. But it's more about thinking through those first few words, that first sentence or two. Too often, especially inexperienced and nervous people get up and the first thing they say is something irrelevant to what they have been called to speak on. They talk about how nervous they are. They talk about how they're not quite prepared as much as they'd like. They talk about the weather, anything that suddenly pops into mind. You've got to deliberately push those things away. And one of the ways to deliberately push those things away, and you should do because they're just distracting and they don't help you engage with your congregation, push them away by practicing. What are those first few words you're going to say? Are they funny? Are they endearing? Are they controversial? Or is it just a statement of your title, followed by another sentence which explains what you're about to say? It doesn't matter so much what that is. You'll expand that as you get more experience. But the main thing is to actually know what the first thing is you are going to say. And I would suggest also that you practice your conclusion. Conclusions are often the weakest part of my lessons. Unfortunately, I do practice them. And sometimes I forget to practice them, but I try to make it a habit to practice them. But think about that last point you want to make, that summary of the whole lesson. Write that down. Again, you don't have to memorize it, but at least have it written down and practice it. So practice, practice, practice. Practice visualizing, practice the beginning, practice the conclusion. That will make such a big difference to your nervousness and your preparedness to be able to teach this lesson. So that's the first thing, is practice, practice, practice. The second thing, my advice would be minimum tech. Minimum technology you can get away with. If you don't need a microphone, don't use one. If you do need a microphone, use it. And don't be proud and think you can just shout and that'll be fine. But if you don't need one, don't use one. If you don't need to use slides, don't. Or at least maybe just a title slide and leave it at that. If you don't need to use video, don't use it. Don't be tempted to think that your lesson depends upon good tech. Don't be tempted to think that unless you have slides, pictures, video, audio, props, role play, interactive discussion. Don't be tempted to think unless you have these things, you won't get your point across. The most important thing for you to remember is that if you're talking about something that matters to you and is important to the people you're speaking to, then things will go well because it's authentic. If you can add in some tech to enhance things purposefully, then all means do. But it needs to be purposeful, thought through, and practiced well. And if you're just starting out, I would minimize the tech that you are going to use. I would use a printed paper, solid Bible. I wouldn't use the scriptures on your iPad or your iPhone. These things do break down. They do find yourself on the wrong page, on the wrong screen. Use this, and I would also suggest that you print your lesson out on a piece of paper and have it on the lectern right there. Print it out, stick it there. If you want to have it on your iPad, no problem. That's what I do most of the time now. But for the first time, print it out, put it there. It's there physically in front of you. And as long as you're not outdoors in a windy place, it won't blow away. And even there, you can peg it down or something like that. Minimum tech will serve you well. It's less for you to think about. The less things that are cluttering up your brain when you're so inexperienced at speaking, the better. Keep it simple. If all you have to think about is a piece of paper and a Bible, then you're going to be doing well. So practice, practice, practice. Use minimum tech and then enjoy it. Throw yourself into it. If this is your first time, enjoy it. Know for sure that the people there are going to give you a lot of grace because they know you're inexperienced. They're not going to hold you to the same standards as someone who's been preaching for decades. So they are there to enjoy it with you, to learn what you have to say because they can tell you have a passion for what you're talking about. Tips on first-time preaching. Number one, practice. Number two, minimum tech. What do you think about this? Is this helpful for you if you are an inexperienced speaker? Would you add some tips that you think might be particularly helpful in terms of preparation and presentation for someone who's speaking for the first time? If you've got any ideas, please let me know. Drop a comment into the comment box wherever you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. And please do me one favor. Pass this link on to one other person who you think might be interested, who could benefit from what we're talking about today, especially younger and inexperienced speakers. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.